everybody. Welcome to our next episode of Comm Talk with Denny Pavan. This is going to be a wrap on this, where it's the final episode where we talk about post-show, what, Denny?
Follow-up.
Post-show follow-up. So let's go into it and get right to it. Thanks.
Oh, very good, Dan. Yeah, you know, it's great to be back again. And we talked, you know, over the last several episodes about, you know, pre-show planning, about your exhibit, about being at the show. Mm-hmm. And now you've been there. You've done that. You've had your team at the show.
You're sober again.
And no, yeah, your hangover is now gone.
All good.
You took the red eye back from the show.
Yeah, right.
But nonetheless, okay, you were there. And senior management and CEOs want to know, what did we get out of this show? You know, what is my reportability? What is my measurability?
Yeah. Oh, I got a lot of leads.
Yeah, is my investment going to pay back? Well, there's several layers of investment, really. One is a brand investment. You know, in a way, you're buying ad space with live people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get any more, you know, interactive than that.
Yeah.
Now you've done the social media, you've done the elements of being there. You've come back now. By the way, I didn't mention the last episode, but there is the scanner world.
Right.
And shows offer that opportunity to give you that little scanner, and it's important to have
that. For a fee.
There is a fee, but it's important to have that. There's also other software that you can buy that incorporates into your phone that you can use to scan it as well.
Very good.
But that's something you have to look into. But with the show, if you use their scanners, you get the database right away. The next day, you know, it's sent to you, you download it, you give it to your people. Mm-hmm. That's the other portion of it that's important.
Yeah.
And that is assigning someone to specialize in doing nothing but the follow-up with that database.
Yeah.
Crafting the messages, whether you're working with your marketing department or with an agency, you need to have someone really dogging that and getting onto that database and crafting messages that are going out continually to that audience up until the next show. Hey, you know, it was a great show. We enjoyed having you. Did you get a chance to see this or that? Here's a couple of links that you can take you to get this information. By the way, if you contact us now, we have this special thing we want to send you. Again, a little incentive to send right after the show. And it's continually making that friendship work with the database.
Yeah.
So, and then social media, again, you know, there's a lot of pictures that might have been taking. Remember people that might have been at events there. There are little things you can do while you're at the show that's good for the social media, even after the show.
It always reminds me when, you know, that movie Glengarry Glen Ross, where Alec Baldwin pulls out those leads. These are the good leads. You don't deserve the good leads.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
But, and that's the ones you get from the trade shows. You know, you can get, you know, very interesting ones, or you get ones that aren't so good. Part of it's pre-qualification. You really got to do that at the show as well.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, then, you know, like I mentioned too, besides the booth itself and the leads you get there, it's the networking. And so you may be gathering business cards from everybody, and you have to stack. Somebody needs to get that back there and get it into the database right away and use that as everything else that you're following up on.
And don't expect them all to be amazing, because I've been at shows where you're doing them and you're doing these things. Oh, next week you're going to get a job from me. No problem. You know, you never know how much these people have been drinking or whatever. And then you get back to the thing and, you know, they don't answer your calls. You know,
Well, you know, so. What's fascinating is of all things at this show, I was mentioning, you know, way back in three episodes ago, the show in Las Vegas called IMEX. The show is for the meetings industry and travel industry. But there was an exhibitor there with customized socks. They were really cool socks. Mm-hmm. And when you look at your audience, you know, female versus male, in a sense, this show tends to go 60%, 65% female.
Yeah.
But these socks were really awesome, and they were allowing you to pick one off their show rack.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's an incentive type thing to send out to people. But the funny thing is, they followed up with me from the show, because you know, there's opportunities
of
sales.
Hey, you took two pair. We want one back.
I took three pair. But no, they followed up. You know, they came back to me because there was a possibility of them getting a retail outlet in Cleveland.
Oh, nice.
Because they're not here, but the socks are tremendous, you know, and you can do branded, like the Cleveland store that has branded clothing.
Yeah.
Perfect for them.
Really?
And they can do all kinds of things for that. But then they don't have an East Coast area going, so it was a bridge to help them do that.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But no, I got a lot of follow-ups from different shows where people are sending me emails, and that's important. And you want to keep them in your database, you know, even if you're not able to use them right away.
Right.
You're building your own internal database to follow up as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, follow up is extremely important within the trade show world, no question about it.
Yeah. You know, you see that a lot.
And getting ready for the next show. So
getting ready for the next show.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, the assessment. Okay. The other part of the show of follow up is not only following up with your attendees and your leads, it's following up with how did we perform at this show.
Right.
From our own team. Did we accomplish what we wanted to do? Did we meet who we wanted to meet?
Yep.
Are we, you know, basically logging this information so that we can go back and go, okay, here's what we learned and here's what we, you know, didn't accomplish. What are our objectives going into the next show?
Right.
So,
Wow.
It's important. Yeah.
Unbelievable, all the stuff that you do.
It's just more than getting a booth and putting it up and going to show up and going to the, you know, the bar. I mean, it's just, there's a lot more to it.
So we're wrapping up this segment, this series tonight, today. And I guess just in closing, maybe tell us a little bit more. If you're an exhibitor, what are some of the important things? You never exhibited before. This is your first time going to a major show. Just what are some of the important things they should know right away, you know?
The important things that you know right away.
Brush your teeth.
Right. What is my brand? Mm-hmm. Really? Who am I and what do I do? It's the elevator speech, literally.
Yeah.
How do I incorporate who we are and what we do into our message at our booth from an exhibit standpoint, from a person standpoint, and from a networking standpoint? Those three areas is very important. And do I have the tools to make that work, you know, really efficiently? And so when you evaluate your exhibit, you evaluate, is the brand coming through? Is my product line represented in some fashion? Yeah. Do I have additional elements at that booth to help sell, but also help inform and educate all at the same time so that people are learning when they're there, even if they're not buying at that point? Okay, it's back to the follow-up again.
And, you know, if you don't know a lot of these things, go find someone that's in your industry that is successful at it and go look at what they're doing. Well, that's a great way to find out.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is I would not be shy on talking to a really good exhibit firm.
Yes.
There's even in our area here,
or a consultant like you, for example.
Well, yeah.
A consultant like you.
Yeah. You know, I was known as a EAC.
Another acronym? Tell us.
Yes. Exhibitor Appointed Contractor. So I'm managing the exhibit, but I'm also doing everything to help them get this exhibit to the show, get it built.
People hiring you, right?
Yeah. And then making sure that it's up and running. And then I evaluate the show while the show is going on, and then I make sure it's taken down and shipped back. But then I work with exhibit firms as well to help them when needed. Mm-hmm. But the idea is they've done it many, many times. They know what the trends are, what the materials are, how you can best fit your budget in certain areas. And even on our end, you know, we can certainly work with smaller firms that want a presence at a show. But then to do the next step up, or at least to guide them on where to go and how to get it done the best way, you know, is where we can come in too as well from the communication standpoint.
So, Denny, where can people reach you? How can people get a hold of you?
Call you. Or call me. Or no, actually email me at dpavon at bflcom.com or Denny at bvsfilmproductions.com.
That's right. We kind of work as a team.
We do.
Yep. All right. Very good. Thanks for listening to our Com Talk podcast series, this series on trade shows and how to get them, how to market them. So we appreciate Denny being on our show today, and we look forward to seeing you on our next series.
Always a pleasure to be here.